producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that is a very, very good idea to call me now at any particular moment and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. We have actually a sunny, nice day today, so it feels like a completely different season than it's been. We've had rainy, cold, icky weather for the last couple of days.
It's much better here, too, today.
So let's all celebrate. Yay!
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing how susceptible we human beings are to the weather. Now,
isn't it?
And if we were all living in caves or in tents, we could understand it. But, I mean, we all have, air conditioning and heating and lights and whatever.
But it still affects
us, It really does. We are just little savages when it comes to the weather, right? But it's not raining on us. It's sunshining. I think we're not supposed to get rain here for at least another 24 hours, then it's going to pour over the weekend. But you're probably going to get snow. Have you gotten any snow? Yeah, you did.
We've got quite a bit of snow this season already. So, yeah.
Jeez.
Not as much as, western, northern New York or anything like that. But
that's I told you the only time I've been up there, I went up there 1 year to go skiing and they had no snow.
Yeah.
So wherever I come, it sort of ruins the weather.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I have a confession to make, and then we'll sort of get on with the program. I know this may come as a shock, especially those who've been listening to me for years, which is I may be just about movied out. Somebody said that they have a movie, sort of obscure movie that doesn't open until January that they're going to look at on Saturday. Would I like to come? And I thought, oh, not if it's raining.
I don't blame you, Joy.
Movie. I mean, because Shane sort of is aware of what movies I've seen. So he knows. And I saw saw Exodus last night, Gods and Kings.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. And this year, the movies, first of all, there are a lot of them, and second of all, they're all long, which is...
Yeah, it seems to be a trend, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they're used to... I mean, 90-minute movies weren't all that common, but they weren't all that uncommon. And movies under... Basically, everything was under 2 hours. It was somewhere between about 95, 100 minutes, and 120 minutes. Now, everything's like two and a half, almost 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it does definitely seem to be the trend in movie making nowadays.
Well, and I don't know if it's that nobody's able to edit their own work. I don't know if it's they figure that for that kind of movie price you want more time. I mean, somebody it was New York Magazine did a thing about should you see Interstellar in IMAX or not, and they did it per how much it was going to cost per millimeter of film. Of the screen, I guess.
Right.
So, it was just... That's not the way I think that you look at movies. As far as I'm concerned, shorter is better.
Yeah, but I think so in most cases, too. If you can fit just as much in a shorter period of time, I think it's better for everybody. You go away feeling... is satisfied, but yet it didn't take up.
Well, it told your story, and your butt doesn't hurt. Last night was the guy sitting in front of me, who I happen to know, and as far as I know, is perfectly healthy. Did three bathroom breaks during the movie.
Yeah,
which means a lot, and for kids, I mean. So at any rate, I usually
have to take at least one. During a movie, it seems.
Well, part of it is where it was cold that. You get dehydrated more easily. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've just been drinking a lot. You know what? I think I've come down with a cold.
I think there's a conspiracy here going on. I think they put diuretics in the soda or something at the movie theater to just make you miss a little section of the movie.
Why would they do that? So you'd have to come back?
Maybe.
That's a little paranoid, even for me.
I think
there's nothing in anything that you buy in a movie theater, with a possible exception of water, that has any food value whatsoever,
and it's not
fairly disastrous for you and your bladder. But having said that, and if you're eating popcorn, Because that stuff has got all that crud on it and all that salt on it. So you're just
that's probably what it is. You're right. That and the combination of the soda.
It's not that they're putting a diuretic in the soda. The soda is a diuretic.
Right.
But what they're doing is they're putting salt on the popcorn, so you keep drinking all the
there
junk.
You go. I always notice whenever I go to a movie, I always have to go at least once, and I'm thinking, you know, this is so weird. Normally, I can hold it
for a couple
hours.
It's the popcorn, because you're just drinking more of that. Yeah, although, in theory, with salt, you have to make, for every mole of salt, you have to maintain a mole of water.
Right.
I mean, I remember going to Carrie, which was a gazillion years ago. It wasn't when it first came out, because I didn't used to see movies when they first came out. I would see them when they came to the dollar, you know, third-run theater. I was a poor graduate student, and then I was a poor, you know, mom, and, you know, whatever. And if you're going to see all the movies anyway, who cares when you actually see them, especially if you're not reviewing them. If you're reviewing them, you need to see them.
And then it's more time.
I wasn't reviewing them. I was just looking at them. And I remember going to Carrie, and for some reason, I don't remember why, I got one of those sodas, the Cokes, the Diet Cokes, that are big enough to have a small child swim in. I mean, they're huge. They're much smaller now, but they used to have literally tubs. You know what the popcorn thing comes in? It was a little bit smaller than that, but not much, that was filled with soda. I mean, think about a liquid.
Wow.
And I think the reason they probably stopped it is people were probably spilling them all over the theater, which means your foot stuck.
Right.
But I remember going to Carrie and drinking that stuff and had to go to the ladies' room. And I came back, and I didn't want to bother anybody, so I stood in the back. And I was there at that very last scene, and hopefully I'm not everybody's seen Carrie, but the very last scene.
Right.
How do I do this without being a spoiler? Something comes out of the graveyard.
Yes.
And I screamed. and I think maybe that's why I've never had a large Coke since then, because it was just too scary.
Oh, that's great.
But it was my other horrifying thing like that is I went to see Wait Until Dark, the Audrey Hepburn, Richard Crenna, Alan Arkin movie, where Efren Zimbalist Jr., I can't believe I remember all this junk, I actually played the handsome husband who was, and they were smuggling things home in the doll, and she was blind. And by the time I saw it, there were literally three people in the theater. And I was with my husband, and there was somebody sitting in front of us. So the three of us were clustered in two rows, I mean, right in front of each other, for no particular reason, I guess, right in the middle of the theater. And the scene where we think somebody's dead and he's not. Again, try not to spoil it for those of you who have not seen it. If you haven't seen it, it's a genuinely scary movie.
Yes, definitely.
Because it deals with that fear that all of us have of being blind, not being able to see, and things of the dark jumping out at us. Well, so that happens. And I screamed, and I scared the guy in front of me who started screaming, who then scared me. And that wasn't even the end of the story. I went home, and we lived in a triple-decker in Massachusetts, in Boston. And somebody was knocking on the door in the middle of the night. And, you know, to this day, I don't actually know, because I just told Sean, I had the world's weirdest dreams. For some reason, I dreamt last night about a small child who was, I'm not sure why I was there, who had this terrible illness. And I was trying to carry her, and she was too heavy because she had some kind of mechanical thing that was trying to deal with her when she was very sick.
Oh, wow.
And I decided I was going to take her out for a Big Mac. Health food, Joy. Great.
that sounds just like you.
Yeah. And her brother came running up and said, "You can't take her." And I said, "Why don't you come with us?" And
interesting.
We couldn't find Big Macs, but thank goodness. But so I'm relatively certain that somebody actually was knocking the door and it scared the living daylights out of me. But I might have dreamt it, because I have intense. If you're a psychologist and you interpret people's dreams for a living, then you're not. I literally have the box in the box kind of things where I'm interpreting the dreams as we go along sometimes.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. No, it doesn't do any good to dream in code if you're the decoder, if you're the encryptor.
Right.
So 855-99 Dr. Joy, and I did want to confess that I will review movies today. And Shane, you need to remind me that there's a movie that opens next week on Wednesday. So I'll mention it today.
Okay,
yeah, because it's a really good movie that everybody's going to want to see. And,
you bet.
And they just sent me an email saying, "You're probably going to forget this," which I thought was very smart on their part, that I probably would. All right, so when we come back, we will tell you what today is that actually is terribly appropriate. Waiting for your phone call, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their team of attorneys and enrolled agents will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. I need your help. I've got a 13-year-old kid, and throughout the years of his schooling, I repeatedly heard from his teachers things like he has problems with focus, has problems concentrating on work, completing tasks, all those classic things that you might tend to associate with attention deficit. And we see those same things at home as well. any assignment that he's given. It just takes him forever to do it. Long and short of it, I'm going to be taking him in to have him tested. But I'm really concerned because, you know, his grades are marginal. And I wanted to know your opinion on, you know, what approach have you found works if this is, in fact, attention deficit? Do you recommend medication or no? Or is there a way?
Well, there are two really strong schools of thought about this, Ron. It's somewhat controversial, so it's hard to get people to be particularly reasonable about it. But given the fact that he's 13, which means he's probably, what, in sort of 7th or 8th grade?
That's great.
Pardon?
7th grade.
Yeah, and he's age appropriate. And I think certainly a 13-year-old, you get involved in the decision-making. When this is usually first identified is when a kid is 4 or 5, and so it's a different kind of ballgame because I don't think you necessarily get a 4 or 5-year-old involved in the decisions about medication and behavior and stuff like that. But a 13-year-old, I think it's crucial. So I would go and have the evaluation, but there are really two different schools of thought about it. One that says, well, we really need to be on medication because what we need to do, and Ritalin is certainly the classic drug of choice in this particular diagnosis, and which is, interestingly enough, kind of a fake speed. And the question is, when somebody who is a little hyper, why would you put them on speed? And nobody has ever come up to my satisfaction with a satisfactory explanation except that it seems to work. And so that's one possibility. And I think that if that's part of what the diagnosis and the recommendation is, then I'd include the 13-year-old and I'd say, look, would you like to try this for a while and see if it makes it easier for you to focus? That you're obviously a bright kid and sending you, I mean, school is your job for at least another 5 years. And if this would make it easier for you to focus, is it worth trying? Are you willing to do that? Because if you don't, what he's going to do is say, I don't want to be on drugs, I feel weird, other kids will make fun of me. So it's really important to get him involved in compliance. The other possibility is what's more classic behavior modification of saying, okay, yeah, you may have a hard time focusing, but let's figure out ways of doing that. For example, a metronome in the old days was one of the things that they used to help kids focus because it has such a specific kind of time, you know, time frame to it, and it's like, you know, it's a ticking clock essentially of helping the kid focus that way. So I think what you need to do is find a therapist or find a neurologist, whatever it is, a pediatric neurologist that you trust, you have some confidence in, and say, can you talk about the different approaches, the pharmacological versus the behavioral, and then get your son involved in what he thinks he'd like to try and see how effective something is.
Have you found, like, long-term that, because this is all new to me, have you found, like, long-term that people can go on to lead successful lives and that type of thing in the work, areas of work later on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really one of those interesting things that the diagnosis of attention, hypersensitivity, attention deficit disorder, ADHD, you know, they're all essentially the same thing. I mean, the diagnosis in one form or another has been around for maybe 20, 25 years. But you have to understand, presumably, that people experienced the same kind of hyperness, for lack of a better term, before, and some of them go on to be incredibly successful, and you've heard successful people sometimes interviewed saying, you know, that I had a hard time in school, and you know, if I'd been diagnosed, they probably would have put me on Ritalin, but, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, with or without medication, with or without behavior modification, that school is a very specific kind of behavior. There's now, the term has now been expanded to include all sorts of things that I'm not sure are appropriately umbrellaed under the term of people who have a difficult time in relationships. So I think that it's a symptom rather than a diagnosis, if you will, and people are going to disagree with me about that a little bit. But I think what you do is to go and see what the neurologist said, get your son involved with the various options, and understand it's certainly not in any way a statement that says that he's not going to be a functional human being.
Okay. That's what really has me, you know, where I'm thinking, you know, not only today, but down the road, you know, if we're having this much of a challenge at this grade of focusing and completing tasks and taking tests.
Well, but my guess is if you find that, I mean, one of the things that, is your son able to focus on anything in particular?
He loves art. He can focus on that all day.
Exactly.
Long.
So, and see, that's one of my sort of distinctions. It used to be when people would come to me and say, I think my kid needs to be on Ritalin, I'd say, can he sit in front of the TV set for a half hour without wiggling? if the answer is yes, then I think that you may have a dyslexic problem, you know, reading the transposing letters so that kids don't read very well. And if you don't read very well in school, you're going to get a little agitated. And if you have a certain amount of energy to begin with, you're going to be a pain in the neck. But I think an awful lot of class clowns were probably ADHD kids who figured out a way to compensate because they couldn't read very well. These kids quite often can do things like art because it doesn't require transposition. They do very well at math because looking at a three backwards, it still looks like a three. So, you know, you need to make sure that the diagnosis is clear, and that I would certainly point out to your son that school is a very specific kind of modality. It requires very specific kind of skills. But you're only in school for a while. You're not in school your whole life. And a lot of people who didn't do well in school do just beautifully in life. And a lot of people who do very well in school don't necessarily. So it's not an easy correlation. But I think what your job as a parent is to help your son understand what his strengths are, understand what things are not so strong. Is there a way of strengthening those, whether that means medication or behavior mod or a different kind of focus, and help him to sort of go forth into adulthood being able to do the things that he enjoys to do, that he enjoys doing, that he's good at.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the input, and we'll go from there.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, we confuse the role of parent with all sorts of roles that are really fairly disastrous. We decide that it's really important as parents that our kids hear from us when they do something wrong.
Right.
Well, depending on the age of the kid, I mean, you know, a two-year-old needs to know that they can't run into the street and they can't stick their finger in the light socket and they can't hit the dog. But at some point, fairly early on, kids do know the difference between right and wrong. And then our job really needs to shift into something a great deal more sophisticated and more challenging, which is helping our kids figure out what to do right, which is a lot more complicated if you think about it. One of the guys actually from the station was teasing me yesterday, and he was saying, you know, that whenever somebody's complaining about something, that he uses my technique of saying, okay, you're in charge of the world. What would you do differently? How would you do it? And that's a much more challenging and difficult question as well as answer than just being negative about something. It doesn't take a whole lot of anything in particular to be negative about something. Well, I don't like that, or it's not right, or you shouldn't have done it. But to explain what the options are, what the alternatives are, how you can do something differently, how you can do it better, is really the challenge. And I think that is the challenge of parenting. Number one is to help our kids find the right path, not by showing them the wrong, but by showing them the right, and to be their cheerleaders. The world will slam doors on them quickly enough. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is indeed the phone number, 855-993-7569. Should you forget it, it's Dr. Joy, which you can figure out, or you can go to the website. Just go to drjoy.com. It's clear up there in the right-hand corner with a little smiley face. It's my old hairdo. I'm trying to decide if we should put out my new hairdo on the website. We'll decide that. Maybe New Year's. Maybe we'll start the new year off with a new hairdo.
That sounds good.
There you go. Kelly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm calling you because I feel very guilty about an affair that I just completed.
Well, at least you ended it. So
yeah.
you're not going to get yelled at as much as if you were still in it. All right. Tell me about it. We'll walk through it.
Well, I got out of my marriage because I was really unhappy.
Okay.
And I just needed some extra companionship, and I thought, well, you know, I could do this for a while, and, you know, then I started feeling awful, so I just threw the guy out, and I said, you gotta get out of here.
All right, let me back you up a little bit. Are you still married?
No.
Okay. How long were you married?
I was married about 3 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 37.
How long did you know the dude before, and how long have you been divorced?
3 years.
Okay. How long did you know the dude before you got married?
I knew him for about 7 years.
Were you dating that whole time?
Yes.
Did you, the two of you have kids together?
No. Okay. Thank God.
So, yeah. So what went so wrong so quickly, given the fact that you knew each other for a long time before you got married? The three-year marriage, as you know, isn't... Whose idea was it to end the marriage? Yours or his?
Whose idea was...
Was it to end the marriage? Who wanted out?
Me.
Okay. And why?
Because I knew I was having an affair.
So you were having the affair during the time of the marriage?
Right.
How soon into the marriage did the affair begin?
About 7 months.
Did you know the man with whom you had the affair before you got married?
Yeah, we were friends.
But you weren't in a sexual relationship before you got married?
No, but I used to fantasize about them all the time.
Why did you marry... Was the guy that with whom you had the affair married?
Actually, yes. This is where I went wrong.
Well, there are a number of places you went wrong, Sugar Plum. I mean, first of all, it sounds like you had very strong feelings about one man and married another, which is never a great idea. I mean, and then, and obviously it wasn't a great idea because, you know, a couple months into the relationship... I mean, it also doesn't speak very well for him, and it sounds to me that he was just waiting until you had the same thing to lose that he did before the two of you launched the affair, which doesn't speak well for either of you. All right, so then you got out of your marriage. Why did it take you another 2.5 years to get out of your marriage?
Because I was stupid.
Well, that's a little hard to argue with, but is there a more, is there a more tangible reason? I mean, was it... Were you economically dependent on him? Were you waiting for the other guy to get out of his marriage? What was the deal?
A little bit of both. I was working,
yeah.
And I was going to, you know, graduate school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's where one of the problems began because I was broke.
Yeah. Well, it's one of my themes, as you know, is that, and it's something actually we're going to be talking about tomorrow, is that it's until women can support themselves that the society's not going to change because men won't help raise the children because they're going to be too busy working. And women, you essentially become, if you can't take care of yourself financially, then you lose all control of the relationship. And so it's not you, it's everybody. All right, so... You've been divorced for 3 years. Did the affair continue after? Well, yeah, if you're saying you just ended it. So the affair continued after you were divorced.
Right, it did.
Which means, did his wife know about you?
Definitely.
Did you want him, would you have married this guy if he was available?
Yes.
Even though he was a cheat?
Yeah, because we were in love.
Mm.
But I found out, you know, that he cheated on two times.
We probably cheated on you as well, my dear. But that's the so what so you had an affair. It ended your marriage. Didn't end his marriage. You finally decided. Is the reason that you stopped being with him is because he didn't get divorced?
Yes.
Okay. So what's today's question to me?
what do I do about my horrible guilt?
Well, I mean, the good news about this situation, if there's any good news, is sort of you're getting punished enough. I mean, you've got one man who loved you that you dumped, which should make you not feel very good about yourself. But you've got another man that you loved who won't have, you know, who only wants you as a, you know, as a fancy lady. He's not willing to leave his marriage about it, and that probably feels fairly lousy. Kelly, I don't think the issue. Look, all, human beings make mistakes. That doesn't seem to me to be the issue. The issue is, what do we learn from our mistakes? Because otherwise, it's just too painful to be a human being. I mean, we keep bashing into the same walls and doing the same stupid things. So if we can't learn from them, that's the true tragedy. So hopefully you've learned, number one, you don't marry one man if you're in love with another, which I don't know what that means about you going forward, that having an affair, even though there's kind of a sort of an illicit excitement to it because it's, you know, it's illicit, it doesn't, isn't very sustaining and does have a huge price tag attached to it. But are you dating at this moment? Do you want it? You're a 37-year-old woman. Presumably you're not going to join a nunnery anytime soon.
No.
So
not at all.
If I were you, I'd figure out, I mean, can you at least financially sustain yourself?
At this point, I'm having a little trouble, unless I quit graduate school, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know what your financial situation is, but it occurs to me that both situations that you got yourself into, which didn't turn out well at all, were an issue of dependency. One was financial dependency, the other was emotional dependency. And there's a difference between sharing with somebody and needing their money. There's a difference between entwining our lives with somebody and being emotionally dependent on them. And I think you haven't figured out that difference yet. You're going to be a happier human being when you can financially take care of yourself. Now, you may not be able to live in the same style that you could if there was somebody else with you that was sharing the rent and sharing the food and whatever. Two cannot live as cheaply as one, but they can live a lot cheaper than one can times two. So, but until you can take care of yourself in a style that at least makes some sense to you, that it's, you're not living in a hovel and you're not eating dilute tomato soup all the time, then you'll be able to choose somebody on the basis of something other than their bank account, which is going to give you a lot more flexibility. If you can understand that you're perfectly okay by yourself, that when you're feeling lousy about yourself, that you don't just find some miscellaneous man and use him as an emotional band-aid, then you'll make better choices. And you're not going to choose married men because they're just not going to be available to you. And if they cheat on one woman, what makes you think they wouldn't cheat on you? And the answer is that they very likely would, no matter what they say. Well, you know, if I'd only met you first, or, you know, you're the love of my life, or I've never met anybody like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, there are righteous human beings, both men and women. There are people who don't cheat. There are people who don't need to control in a relationship or are willing to negotiate and compromise. But until you can take care of yourself, you're going to fall right back into this nasty situation. And I think guilt is equal parts. You know, I think part of it is a legitimate source of, boy, I didn't do a very good job of this. But part of it is just saying, what do I do next time? And I think if you can know that next time you're not going to marry somebody because they're going to financially pay your bills, because you can pay your own bills. So you can fall in love or like somebody or spend time with somebody that you genuinely like. That you know when you're feeling kind of lonesome that you can go run around the block or volunteer to feed somebody at a homeless shelter or go online and to a chat room, but you don't have sex with somebody that's married to somebody else. Put you on hold for just a minute. Come back. Kelly will be back with you, and then Lisa, I'll get to you right after Kelly. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling about my 14-year-old son who seems to have anxiety issues. He just started high school. I'm calling from New York, so he went to a Catholic elementary school and then chose his high school.
Okay.
And he has trouble making decisions, so he had to choose between a bigger high school or a smaller high school, and went with the smaller high school, although most of his friends were going to the bigger high school, and is just really having a hard time adjusting.
Okay. Why did he choose to go to the smaller? Do you know?
he felt that the bigger one, he would just be lost. He is a quiet, reserved kid by nature, very smart, honor student. And he just didn't want to be a number and a face.
Fair enough.
But the smaller school would be better, but it doesn't seem he hasn't been connecting.
Well, he started in what, September?
Correct.
Okay. So is he doing well academically?
Yes, honors.
Great. So the issue is he's not making friends. When you say he's not adjusting and he's feeling anxious, and those may be two separate issues. They may overlap, but they're not the same. Mm-hmm. What's the difficulty from your point of view or from his point of view?
That he can't make friends. He can't talk to people.
Okay. Good enough. And is that what he's feeling anxious about?
Very much so. It's almost paralyzing.
All right. Does he have any... How many kids do you have?
How many kids do I have? Two.
Yeah. And which one is he?
He's the oldest.
Okay. How old is the next one?
They're 2 years... 18 months different.
Boy or girl?
Both boys.
Okay. And is the younger one gregarious and has lots of friends but doesn't do quite as well at school?
Absolutely.
Okay. See, I really am a psychologist. How did I know that? All right.
And he has even said he would rather be more social than smart.
Yeah, well, but that's all right. The younger one wishes he could be smart,
exactly.
Not as social, so it doesn't make a difference. You know, if you have curly hair, you want straight, and if you have blue eyes, you want brown. That's neither here nor there. All right. So what extracurricular activities does your cherub do?
He was playing baseball, basketball. Now on a high school level, it's a little different, but I also wanted to also give you a little color as to 3 years ago, this son and I were in a car accident that we were run over by a car, and he sustained injuries to his back and had to go to school with a donut. You know, it took a couple of months to recover from that and wasn't able to do sports for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some residual issues.
Okay, but it sounds like if he were going to feel insecure, it would seem to me he'd be insecure during that event because you're going to look different and you're going to hurt and kids are going to notice. And does he have any – and what's the residual now? Does he limp or does he have –
his back hurts, you know.
Okay, be careful about that, and I hear what you're saying, and I'm sure it scared the living daylights out of you and him, but be careful we don't use that as this is a place to hide, because it does sound to me, even though it was traumatic, that it's probably not the cause of what's going on right now, and we don't want him to begin thinking in that way, because if so, there's not much way out. I mean, you can't unchange a car accident.
Right.
And it does sound to me somewhat unlikely. I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate you sharing that. But you and I need to be careful that we don't convince him, because he's already convinced at some point that, you know, he's doomed, that these things are going to happen to him. So we don't want that to loom large in his consciousness, because number one, if he feels doomed, you know, he's going to feel like nobody's going to like him. He's never going to be, you know, he's never going to be anything. I mean, it's going to mm-hmm. especially at this age, and even worse, it will heighten his anxiety. If a car can come out of nowhere and run you over, what else is going to happen? So that really needs to be an encapsulated event as much as possible. And has he ever been in therapy about it?
We tried therapy a year ago. He went for two sessions but didn't really click with the therapist. So I actually have him trying to schedule to see someone next week.
Okay. You know, if he's okay about that, I'd go ahead with it. If he's resistant to it, I'd let it go temporarily, because I think it's a good idea eventually. But for right now, the problem about therapy in 14-year-olds is that it makes them feel that there's something wrong with them. And in this particular case, right after it happened... First of all, my guess is he's always been a high anxiety kid from birth, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's always been, as you say, the quiet, kind of introverted type. But there are events, it's kind of like the car accident for him was kind of like September 11th, I think, for a lot of people. It didn't change people. It just made them more who they were. Whoever they were on the 10th, they became more so on the 12th. So if they were hypochondriacal, if they were always sick, they were worried about anthrax on the 12th. If they were lonesome, they became more lonesome. If they thought their marriage sucked, they got out of it on the 12th. So I think that traumatic events to a certain extent, don't change us per se. They just make us more, with some exceptions. But, I mean, when you have a traumatic brain injury, for example, that's going to change things. But fortunately, it was a traumatic back injury, not brain, which is a much more forgiving organ. Spines are kind of brittle, but they're not like brains, which right. just, you know, can get really scrambled. All right, so let's put aside the issue of therapy for a moment, and because it's only going to work if he's enthusiastic about it. And what I would point out to him, because he's really smart, if he does want to go in, if he wants to go in, I would say that I think it's great because you can deal with the fact that this car came out of nowhere and anxiety, and how do you understand that that's a very unlikely event rather than a likely event, and how to, you know, so. But what I would have him do is figure out something that he's really good at. For example, if he, because he's really smart, he might be great at tutoring kids. Or he may find something for him to do, or he's going to have to be involved in this, where he feels a sense of superiority, that he's older or he's wiser, that he goes to the VA hospital, or he goes to housing for the elderly and teaches people how to use computers. And I don't even care, it doesn't even have to be something he uses his brain, although that's the area he's probably going to feel most comfortable about. But he needs some practice. And practicing with peers, especially when you've just started high school and you're a freshman, is just too scary. He's just not going to know how to do it. And given the fact that he's a different school than most of those kids were to begin with, he's going to feel like TikTok, the game is locked. So he needs to develop a sense of personal style, a sense of competence, a sense of things he talks about. Because at lunchtime, being able to talk about this cute kid that he met, who's so smart but he's, you know, a little dyslexic, so he can do division, but he can't do subtraction or something. I mean, so he has something that he brings to the party that he thinks is interesting, and once he thinks it's interesting, everybody will think it's interesting. And that's why
lunchtime is very difficult for him.
Of course it is. It's because, of course, but that's my point. That in the classroom, everything's structured. You sit in your chair, you deal with the teacher. At lunchroom, you deal with each other. So he doesn't feel he has anything to contribute at this moment. Nobody likes him. The other thing to do is, although it's a little chancier because we want to make sure he doesn't feel he's the loneliest kid in the room, is you make friends, not with the most popular kid, but with a kid that looks like they need a friend the most. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. All right? Hang on if you can. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.